recording? Yeah,
I'm recording.
Okay. I'm recording right here.
So let's.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so we left off talking about some of the details because how to perform the mitzvah properly. So we'll just try to pick up a few odds and ends and some other related Kiddush sugyas to see what we wrap up Kiddush today. So the text of Kiddush, really Al Pi Halacha, has two major components to it. Of course, the first is the Bar Pi Halachin, and the second is the Bracha of the Kiddush Shabbos. In addition, so we recite by Chulu. Where did that come from? So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that everyone's supposed to recite by Chulu on Friday night. So it's supposed to be, that's like your Eidus that Kiddush Baruch Hu will create the world. Everyone's supposed to say by Chulu. So we say by Chulu in the Shemoneh Esrei, so we really technically, I'd say the same by Chulu. The only reason why we repeat Be'echulu a second time after Shemoneh Esrei is because when Shabbos coincides with Yom Tov, so there's no Be'echulu in the text of the Shemoneh Esrei, so they stuck a Be'echulu on Shabbos Yom Tov, so it's a little plug to throw in a second time there as well. And then we recite Be'echulu a third time, that's to be Be'etzi people, because my wife and kids aren't necessarily Davenmeyer, so we will to them, and they should everyone should hear Be'echulu. So Be'echulu is not Ma'akev in terms of the Kiddush, but of course, that's the Minhag Yisrael, of course, that we recite.
Women have to say it too?
That's the whole reason why we say it the second time around. So we say it the third time around, in order that the women apparently should be saying Be'echulu as well. The Mishnah Berurah has a. We didn't talk about this, right? The Mishnah Berurah Chazanish about the Be'echulu with Eidus. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this idea that the saying of Be'echulu way after the Meir was like a shtickle Eidus.
I had a question. This has been bothering me for a few years now, and I've never got clarity on this. Is Kiddush a mitzvah that needs kavana? And the reason I ask is if there's a Baal Tshuva who really doesn't know how to even say Hebrew, you can be pretty certain they don't know what words they're saying.
So the kavana,
can you rely on someone's Kiddush who doesn't know
Hebrew? Yeah. So kavana, let's say, so that mitzvah just means you have to know that you're doing a mitzvah. So he knows you're doing a religious act. He knows you're doing it as a mitzvah. So that's good enough. The fact that he doesn't understand the words. So we ask him now, let's say a person who does a mitzvah shevadiba without knowing what the words mean, so except for Kriya Shema, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so that's okay, even if you don't really understand what you're saying. As the Bechlekes of Yishanim, whether you say Shemek Ka'ina, if you don't understand what's flying, I'm listening to words, I don't even know what those words mean. So some Yishanim say you don't say Shemek Ka'ina, so the meaning is l'hochma on that also. And all the women, a lot of women in Europe didn't understand what the words of Kiddush meant also, and that's also good enough. So we usually assume that that's okay.
So both to be Yotze and to be Motzi.
It's good enough, yeah, for Shemekah, and it's probably good enough. Okay. So anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah has this idea that when you say Be'echulu the second time, you should say it with another A. Pishnayim Eidim Yachim Davar. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah has this idea that if you, let's say, you're Davin Meirav, you're running behind, and everyone finished Meirav already, you should try to find somebody else to join you to say Be'echulu. It's hard to understand that this is really Eidus. So if you have a father and a son who are in the same shul, so also the whole Eidus is a bottle. And how can you bring somebody else to say it a second time? Once you're giving it the first time, it's not type of set. The whole thing is it's a very hard idea. It's a melitza that you need to wait. They say the Chazanish didn't think that it was right. The Chazanish thought that it's... You need to wait when you have a Leidus HaSafek, when you have to be made, you have to come to Beit Din, and Reuven Baruch Shimon's with that. Everybody knows that Baruch Shimon created the world, we need to wait for it, but everyone's move on Me'elov, that Baruch Shimon created the world. So there are different opinions about this. So, anyway, so the bottom line is that when we make Kiddush, so we do say for our wives, so we didn't hear it. And then we say Bar Pi Halacha, we say Mekesh Shabbos, etc.
If Be'echulu, like, in essence isn't Eidus, or like specifically the one after Shemoneh Esrei? Because the other two we don't say with someone
right.
else, like the one in Shemoneh Esrei and the one at home.
So at least one time you say Eidus. Anyway, so it's because of this like Eidus quality of Be'echulu that got a whole ball rolling in terms of what the proper positioning for Kiddush is supposed to be. So how is a person supposed to say Kiddush? Supposed to stay when you say Kiddush? Supposed to sit when you say Kiddush? So the Gemara has a whole sugya in Maseches Brachos about whenever I'm motzi somebody with a Brachos and Anin, so we're supposed to do a Seba together, we're supposed to all lean together, because Chazal really didn't want that Reuben should be motzi Shimon with a Brachos and Anin. It's not really right to do that. Everyone should make their own Brachos. The only thing is that when we're a whole unit together, we join forces together in one unit, so then one person can be motzi somebody else. So how are you kavei whether we're considered to be a unit? So that's what the Mishnah says in Brachas in the sixth part. He save lechem v'brach makulam. They're all doing that save. They're all leaning together, so they're considered to be one unit, and one person can be made to somebody else. So we did the Gemara. You have to mamshav and save it together. So Tosfos points out that b'zmanu day nobody does a save. We don't do a save except Pesach day. Nobody does a save. That's why the Rav Yoh says you don't even have to do a save on Pesach day. Rav Yoh said the whole kulan v'sugma is all unnecessary b'zmanu day because nobody does a save. So it's not considered to be a demonstration of chayvus. So, I'm meaning it's not like that. But all year long, no one's going to sit around and bring out your couches and start reclining to make a burpee of for somebody. So Taisus writes that the whole idea of a seva b'zman chazal was to create a kviyas. So b'zman hazeh, nobody does a seva anyway. So yeshiva didan ke seva didu. That our sitting is considered to be like a tziruf biyacha. That creates the unit together, and therefore one person can be made to somebody else in the bichas hanan. So Taisus writes, but let's say you're not even doing yeshiva, you're standing. So, I'm standing here, you're standing over there. It's not right for one person to be made to you in a brichas enenin if you're at least not doing yeshiva. So then Tosfos raises the question, so but we all do by Kiddush. Tosfos says, a lot of Tosfos used to make Kiddush standing up, so how do we make Kiddush when we're standing? So what happened to, it's not a save, it's not even yeshiva. So Tosfos writes, no, it must be that since everyone's standing for Kiddush, everyone's paying attention, it's not just a stam bar pir gofen, everyone's getting together, gathering around the table for Kiddush, so that's also like a shtibul kviyos. That's assuming everyone's gathering. What if one person's wife's checking the food and your kids are trying to find a Bracha magazine and this one's running around looking for a friend? So that's not such a good kviyas. So you should have everybody should try to stand around at attention, and one should be joining forces paying attention to the Mekadosh. So that's the minute that Taisus quotes. So there are other Rishonim who say no, the Kash is better than the Teretz. Other Rishonim say you should not sit for Kiddush. You want to be mighty somebody for Kiddush, you should sit for Kiddush. So then there was a further factor.
Are they Rishonim?
Yeah, the Rishonim. The Machlokes are Rishonim. Whether you should stand for Kiddush or sit for Kiddush. So the Ram says you should sit for Kiddush. Now the Tosfos says you can stand for Kiddush. So there are different opinions, different practices in the world today. One of the factors why some people like to stand for Kiddush, even though if you're Halacha, probably sitting is probably a little bit better. Some people like to stand for Kiddush just because of Eichulu. Eichulu is a shtickle eidus, so the eidus is supposed to stand up. So that's where there's a middle practice. There are some who stand for Eichulu and then they sit for the bar priyagafim. So you name it, you got it. So some sit for everything, stand for everything, stop in the middle of it, stop and jumping up and down, whatever you do. So your bottom line, everyone should pay attention, everyone should do whatever they want, whatever their practice, whatever the minig is. And we assume that it's all going to work. When you start by Eichulu, so the minig is that you start from a little bit before. Some say Yom HaShishi, so the big question, how do you do that exactly? How do you have a right to start in the middle of a Pasuk? The Gemara says in Brachas, Kapsukid lo Paski Moshe, lo Paski, you're not supposed to say Stam half a Pasuk. So most people start here, they go to Yom HaShishi, so Mamash writes back in the middle of a Pasuk. So some Seifer writes in the Tshuva, it's hard to understand exactly. He says that the minig was not to say, Vayar l'kimus kursa v'yitov ma'od, that's the beginning of the Pasuk, because in the Tov Ma'od, Chazal say that refers to Mamisa, it's a horror, kind of different drushes. We don't want to start to get involved in Kiddush and Friday night. Talk about those things, so we just start in a very cheery place. And others say, no, that the Kash is better than the Teretz, that you should attack the start. So some of the benches have that printed in it. They start by Yael Kimus Kosas, and others start. So I start from Bayar Kimus Kosher. I say it quietly. I don't want to make such a pataram about it. My family probably after 20 years probably caught on to it, but I start with Bayar Kimus Kosher. So a lot of people just start with Bayar. So whatever you start with, the world's not going to come to an end.
Is there any Yama Shishi ballot, or that's definitely not
good? Yeah, some start with Yama Shishi. Whatever your meaning was, whatever you remember your father, grandfather did. That's not Halach. Okay, good. All right. So in terms of Kiddush, there are a few other important halachas in terms of Kiddush that the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Pesachim that once this man comes to making Kiddush, so one is not allowed to eat and one is not allowed to drink before being Yaitzei Kiddush. So one's not even allowed to have water before Kiddush. We see when you get to Dimmuk Abdullah, so Kiddush and Abdullah a little bit different in terms of that, but in terms of Kiddush, one's not allowed to have anything before Kiddush. Only somebody over the age of Bar Mitzvah, this is applied to the Beis Yosef, writes in the Shabbos that even though you're not supposed to feed treifas to your child, but eating before Kiddush is not treifas. It's just not the proper enhancement of the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So this din doesn't apply before the age of Kiddush. If you want to give your kid something to eat beforehand, that would be okay. Those of my shul know, we always make this announcement on Simchas Torah. that a lot of candies flying around during our office. So it was announced that Sefer Torah night, since we don't make Kiddush National Sefer Torah night, so nobody over the age of Bar Mitzvah should be taking any candies before they get home and make Kiddush. The little kids want to have candies, they can have candies. So when does this Issa start exactly? So this Issa of not eating and not drinking starts whenever the Chofetz Kiddush starts. So when does the Chofetz Kiddush start? So it either starts when Shabbos starts, let's say Shkia, or let's say you Makabel Shabbos early. So you start Shabbos early, so now you shouldn't be eating and drinking until hearing Kiddush.
Just because, let's say, a father would be
Mekabel
Shabbos earlier, doesn't
necessarily
mean
that
the
kids would.
Right,
whoever was Mekabel should not be eating and drinking. Right? So I just took a couple of words, so I remember reminding myself. So Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa quotes some Pelskim, that let's say a person has to take water for medication. So normally, Shabbos take medicine on Shabbos, assuming that you have had to take this type of medication on Shabbos, and you need a little bit of water just to wash down the pills. And then Mishnah says in Brachas, you don't make a bracha on water when you're just taking it to wash down the pill. So some people can say that that's not called drinking before Kiddush. You see that water is not really drinking water. It's just water doesn't have any taste to it. So as long as you're not shosim ayim l'tzimah, it's not really getting a bracha. It doesn't get a bracha. That's the wisdom before it. This is important for the bar mitzvah boys on Shabbos morning. Because we assume, most Shabbos assume, that you're not supposed to eat or drink before Kiddush in the daytime as well. So all the bar mitzvah boys, all the fathers always asking the same question. The kid gets all thirsty, he's laning, little kids can try to screw down, his voice starts to dry up. So could he take a little bit of water just to wet his throat a little bit? So if the purpose of what he's taking the water is just to wet his, just to make it lubricate, to be able to lane better, so that's not really shows my mitzvah. If his mom is much thirsty, that's a problem. So try to hope that the kid's not really thirsty, and then the stomach should be okay. Okay, good. So I think we touched on pretty much in terms of the halachas that govern Kiddush at night. So I want to move a little bit to Kiddush in the daytime and highlight some of the differences in Kiddush in the daytime and Kiddush at night, and then begin to discuss Kiddush Baruch Hapseuda. Kiddush Baruch Hapseuda is a whole topic in itself. That's why I deliberately put it off till after Kiddush proper, because it's going to segue into Suda Shabbos proper. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This, I'm guessing it's going to come up, but this dinner of not eating before Kiddush, We were talking about now Dafka at night. We're discussing.
No, well, up until now, I didn't say anything about Kiddush. We didn't even say the word Kiddush in the daytime yet.
So I didn't say
the words yet. Okay, we're going to say it in a second. We're going to talk about Kiddush.
So would all these forms of drinking water before Kiddush also not require a bracha?
Well, any time that the Shmir Shabbos says, any time that you wouldn't have to make a bracha of Shehachol on the water, then you would be permitted to drink it before Kiddush.
So the boy who has a dry throat.
Oh, it depends. If he's just drinking because his bar mitzvah teacher told him to keep your voice lubricated, keep your vocal cords lubricated, so that he's doing it lirafua, so then he wouldn't have to make a bracha. If the kid's mamish thirsty, then he has to make a bracha.
If he has to make a bracha, then he can't drink
before Kiddush. So you got to figure out. Okay, good. So the Gemara says it in Psachim in the 10th Perek that there is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush in the daytime as well. The Gemara quotes a price that says, Zochus Yom Shabbos Tekacho, Zochre Bechli Soso, Eli El Valad of Yom Enayat, Amal Amal Ayoyim, Ayoyim Shabbos, you have to make a Kiddush a second time around. So although the simple reading of the Gemara is it sounds like it's a Pesach, it sounds like it's in the Raisa, so the Rishon are very, very quick to point out that that's not the case, that Kiddush in the daytime is not a mitzvah min HaTorah at all. It's only a mitzvah min Derabban. How do we know it's only a mitzvah Derabban? Because there's no Nusuch to it. All you have to say is Baruch Rehav Afin. The Gemara says that it's called the Kiddush Rabba. It's a Lashon Sagino. It's not really Kiddush. Kiddush Rabba is just the great, grandiose Kiddush. It's not. It's the nothing Kiddush. It pales to the real Kiddush. If it would be a Kiddush Derais, it would have some kind of a Nusuch of Kiddush Shabbos to it. So it's just a simple Baruch Rehav Afin. It's not a mitzvah min HaTorah at all. That's what we assume la halacha. The Gemara tells a funny story in the Sechus Pesachim that Tavashi came to a town and they were chavin him to Shabbos morning in Tzedav, and he said, make a Kiddush Rabba for us, make the great Kiddush for us. So he didn't know what they meant. He didn't know whether they meant just a Burpee Agofen, like he was used to doing, or maybe they had some minik to say a real Kiddush, like some other long Nuscha Kiddush. He had no idea what to do. So Ravashi said, you know what? I'll make a Baruch Pi Hagofen. Everything has to start with Baruch Pi Hagofen. And then I'll play it by ear. I'll see what the reaction is. So he made a Baruch Pi Hagofen, and then all of a sudden he saw everyone start to eat and drink. So then he realized that's all they wanted. They just called the Lashon Sagi Nohar. In a mystic way, they called the Kiddush Rabba, but there was nothing more to it than that. It was just a plain, simple Baruch Pi Hagofen. So Taisa has a whole lamed shakasha. How could they eat before him? Normally he's supposed to wait till the person who makes kiddush drinks first. So that's a bracha shah, not a kiddush shah. So bottom line is, Rav Ashi wasn't sure what the oilam was doing, and then he realized they did like everybody else did. So the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He writes, he doesn't understand Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was standing there and hesitating. He said, he made a bar pigaf and he's trying to see what the oilam is doing. So if nobody would have taken food, no one would have taken drink, he would assume that they wanted more to him. What was the more? What else could he possibly have said? So Mustama, the only other kiddush that we know is a shek and shem mitzvah brought to. Maybe they held that you're supposed to make the full Friday night kiddush a second time around, Shabbos morning. So there was no other nusach. There's no missing nusach that we never heard of. It's either that's Mustama what they held. So Moshe says, so what was Rav Ashi thinking? If Rav Ashi knew that's not the din, if he knows that the din is that Chazal will never misakin to make the kiddush twice and to make the second Friday night kiddush again on Shabbos morning, so what was he hesitating for? He should have just made a bar pigaf and drank the wine and told them that they're wrong. So Rav Ashi said, "Kiddush." Rav Ashi writes, "No. You see from here that Rav Ashi would have made the kiddush. If Lu Yitzui that he would have said, continue. No, they would hand it a siddur that says, a bench that says, yeah, go continue. He would have continued, but he would have continued. He clearly didn't do that every other week. So Rav Ashi said, obviously Rav Ashi must have held that this was Talib and Minig Amokom." That this idea that sometimes we find that we get this tefillah, we find it with bracha, sometimes we find different nuances, but different minhagim hamakom, like you had, like the mashal said halal rish chodesh, in some places they said halal rish chodesh in the olden days, in other places they didn't say halal rish chodesh, so there were certain brachas that were tefillah minhagim hamakom. Most brachas chanal kaveh b'teres chayiv, and some brachas they were kaveh like shtikol rishus. That if you want to make it, well, let's say the bracha at the end of kriyas hamigilas, the gemara says that's totally welcome shenogul lebarach lebarachayiv barachayiv barach. So you see the Chazal and Misak and certain brachas as benhagim to the brachas that are not absolute takanas kavuos. So Rav Ashi must have been of the opinion that maybe kiddush on Shabbos morning, everybody has to say bar pi'agof, and then this idea of adding on and saying the regular Friday night kiddush, maybe that was a bracha that's taught by minhag hamakom. But it clearly wasn't Rav Ashi's minhag. Rav Ashi didn't make that bracha. That was, otherwise, if he made it every week, he should have just made it for them also. So obviously he didn't make it. He did like we do. So Moshe says, you see from here that when you have a bracha that's the taka, some places have a minhag to say, even though it's not your minhag, you're allowed to make it. It's okay. You're allowed to make the bracha. It's not a bracha levatollah. If you're saying it and you're in their community, so when in Rome, the Romans, you want to say the bracha, their minhag, that's okay. And it's not considered to be a bracha levatollah for you either. So Moshe says, based on that, he says he thinks that there are two different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, whether you say halal and shul on Pesach night. Sechah Seifrim says you have to say halal and shul Pesach night, and the Ramah says you don't pass like that, and others say do pass like that. So yesh v'yesh. There are many shuls today that say halal with the bracha and Pesach night, and others don't. So Rav Moshe writes, let's say I'm visiting in a shul that says it, and so I like to want to say halal with the oilam. It's not my minute, but I want to say it with them. So Rav Moshe says you can say a bracha. It's okay. That's because since it's talmud, some places had the minhag to say, other places didn't have the minhag to say, even though it's not your minhag, but if you're with them and you want to say it together, everybody else's bracha, that's not a bracha at all. Moshe brings a raya from the story of Rav Ashi. It's a strange and interesting, strange din with Moshe's chiddush. Anyway, back to the story. So, but the ma'aseh, nobody has that minhag. Nobody has the practice of saying the full kiddush. We just say bracha.
So, if the kiddush in the day is just the derabanan, why don't we say hamotzi first?
The whole point of the kiddush is to be the introduction to the meal. Means mid rabbanon. We don't want to stamp it down to the meal first. We want to give a little bit of chashivas to the meal.
The seder brachos is also the rabbanon.
Seder brachos, halal mot is also the rabbanon.
Right. Okay.
So good. So we get up. We're going to say bar pigaf. So the din of the gemara. That's all you have to say. So then, in later years, some communities felt it's like a bizoyin bar pigaf. Doesn't sound right. So we'll add on a little bit. So many places started the custom of saying alkei merach bar pigaf. So Mishnevura, here by Friday night kiddush, he doesn't quote this taina, but Shabbos morning he quotes this taina. He says, "How are you going to start with Alkei Merach?" That's Mamash the middle of a pasuk. Kapsuk lepaski Merach, not pull the skin. So Mishnevura writes, "You shouldn't start there. You can start with Kishesh Yama Hashem. You want to start there? You can start there." So some like to start Kishesh Yama, some just say Alkei Merach, Alkei Merach, and some say Kishesh Yama, and some say we're already saying Kishesh Yama. We're going to start the beginning. Zachar Shem Shabbos Gacha. Are you ready saying Zohar? So say Zohar Shomer also, but Shomer also Shabbos. So every community built a little bit on it. So Minhagim have grown by leaps and bounds. His father say more, Mitzvah Modovid, and Tashim Shabbos Reglecha. Everyone has what to say. Remember when my brother-in-law David, Zevi's father, so it's your reference point. So David's, my wife's brother had his offer here in YU. My in-laws at the time lived in California. He was here, and the wedding was going to be here, and all his friends were here. So they made the offer in YU that Shabbos. It's a collector's item. Trivia, you want to know, it was the same Shabbos as Moshe Reichman's offer. So Reichman's oldest son, and they shared an offer in the YU base manager. So after davening, so davening the old base manager, the new base manager, clock was parking lot A at the time, and it was not a base manager. So we everything was in the old base manager. So they had Kiddush up the steps in front of the high school building, you know, in front of the high school offices. That's where they used to make the kiddushes on Shabbos morning. So one of my wife's uncles was here from Eretz Yisrael. He had come for like some medical procedure or something. He was around a couple of weeks, and he came to the wedding. It was a Sephardi. My mother-in-law was from the Sephardi family. So it's my mother-in-law's sister's husband. It's a real, real hardcore Sephardi. So they asked him to make kiddush for Shabbos morning. So he started to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. He said a half the hill. And no one knew what he was saying. They had so many different kapitlachas, these nice looking things. And eventually got the bar prayer government at some later point down the line. So yesh v'yesh. So they're different. Whatever your minute is, you can hit on. I remember there was a fellow here who used to be in the dorm with me. So we used to sometimes Shabbos morning, we used to have a small kiddush after davening in the dorm or something. There's no alcohol, nothing, just some cake and grape juice. So this bacher used to, he was like a very hardcore misnagid. So he would just, he would sit for kiddush and he'd pick up a couple of grape juice and say, bar priagof, and that was it. Adkan, bar priagof. That's the dinner thing about kids, it's bar priagof. So I remember a little while later he got married, so they invited me to come for a meal. So I come to the meal all of a sudden. He starts kiddush with Zachzim Shabbos Kasher, like everybody else was showing him Shabbos. So he said to me afterwards, he said, "What happened?" I said, so his wife said, "She didn't like it." I said, "Bar priagof," said, "It was too cold. It was too, like, there was no feeling to it." So he started to draw the rest of the class.
Based on this like progression, would it be problematic to say just v'shamer? Like, would you have to say v'shamer and then zachor, or does it make a difference?
One. whatever it says in the center. Okay? As long as you get said the words bar priagof, you get to go. Okay, good. So there definitely are differences in terms of Kiddush by day and Kiddush by night, one being deraisa, so one's only clearly the Rabbanan. Are there any other differences? So there is a Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava wrote a Perish on Maseches Pesachim, one of the Rishonim. So Maram Chalava has a Kiddush in Maram Pesachim that maybe women are pturos from Kiddush in the daytime. Why? Because the fact that women are chayavs in Kiddush is not going to be Kiddush. Because Kiddush is a bit sesish as mangrama. Elala, Hashem v'zoch v'dibarech enemru. So that there's a cost. That hekesh trumps the din of mangrama. Says Maram Chalava, the din of mitzvah as mangrama, women of Pturos applies to mitzvahs the Rabbanon also. Tosfos points this out in Brachas, because the Gemara says that how do you know women of chayavas in Eretz Chanukah and Kriyas Megillah and Dalakaisis, those are all mitzvahs the Rabbanon. The Gemara says that's only because of Afen Hevi Osonei. So if not for that reason, so then women would have been Pturos, even though they're women Rabbanon. So he said the klal of mangrama applies to the Rabbanans also. So the Maram Chalava says that Kiddush by night should have been his man grandma, but the Torah says trumps it. Kiddush in the daytime, what do you say? Shom v'zoch v'dibrech and emru. It's only the Rabbanan anyway, so what's Shom v'zoch? So Shom v'zoch is that teifes on a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, says the Maram Chalava. So a man is blipped, it remains to be a mitzvah, says the man grandma. So a man, the women up to us from Kiddush in the daytime. Kiddush, I don't know where. So I don't think anyone else assumes that way. You know, most of the posts, I think, assume that women are chayavos. I think the Rambam not mistaken sounds that women are chayalos. The reason is that even though Shom v'zocher technically is really only a deraisa, we're called tikkun rabban came deraisa tikkun. When Chazal instituted the mitzvah kiddush by day, so they patterned it after kiddush by night. So since women are chayalos in kiddush by night, some of them are rabban, they're chayalos by day. That's generally assumed the halacha. Are there any other differences, any practical differences at all between kiddush by day and kiddush by night? So we quoted last time that there are some who make kiddush in the daytime and schnapps, and again other things, kumabedin, other kinds of drinks. So we would try very, very hard not to do that kiddush at night. That would be like we would turn the world upside down not to do that at night. But in the daytime, so there are some a little bit more make believe, and that's not so great, as we pointed out last week, but there's a little bit more to discuss kiddush by day than there is a kiddush by night. There is a Ravid that claims that the issue of eating before kiddush was never said in kiddush in the daytime. Only said in kiddush at night, and we don't hold that way. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. We don't meager, then we don't really hold that way. We don't really hold that way. We hold the kiddush in the day. It was instituted with the rabbanon with all the chumras of kiddush at night. So you're not supposed to eat before it, and women are chayavos, and they should have wine and grape juice. So even though there are a few odds and ends of some poskim who have a little coolers about it. So we try to avoid that. We try to treat Kiddush in the daytime with all the standards of Kiddush in the night. There is a practice, a very famous practice that many, many women have. Many women eat before Kiddush in the morning. It's like a Midrash Yisrael, that women eat before Kiddush. Unfortunately, so many before Kiddush in the morning also. And that's, so some women eat before...
Hotel programs. So one is
allowed to eat before Kiddush in the morning before you become Chayav in Kiddush. Because you only become Chayav in Kiddush after you daven. So one can eat before Kiddush before you daven. The only problem is you're not eating before davening. So mainly you're in Kiddush 22. So the issue of eating before davening is not an issue of eating before Kiddush. Because the Chayav of Kiddush wasn't Teifus yet, it wasn't Chal yet. But anyway, you can't eat. So Manaf Kamina, you can drink water. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and Hilchos Tefillah, you're allowed to drink water before davening. Not everyone agrees to that, but Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that way. The Ikra then is that you're allowed to drink water before davening. And since you haven't davened yet, so you're not technically mechuyev in Kiddush, so theoretically on Shabbos morning, if you want to drink, you can drink water before davening. That's the Ikra din. Not everyone agrees to that. The Ikra din is okay. But otherwise, if you just stop having breakfast or something before davening, that's ridiculous. You can't eat before davening. And if you daven early, then you're making about the melody. Then it's the least fun in the public. So women, some are a little bit more lenient about this. So why are women lenient about this? So women lenient about this for a few reasons. The Poskim say that number one, maybe look in the back of their mind, they're still relying on the Sbaram Chalava, that women are p'turos from Kiddush in the daytime. Or maybe they're relying a little bit on the Ravid, that maybe you'll eat before Kiddush in the daytime. So they have like these couple of shittos that the Mitzuruf Yachad. So Rav Moshe had a whole other one. Moshe said that to defend the married women, not the single girls. The married women, maybe they're allowed to eat before Kiddush in the morning. Why is that? Because the Poskim say that a person's chiyuv of Kiddush begins when they're done davening. When it comes the time to have the Suda, you're not having Kiddush until the Zman HaSuda. So the Zman HaSuda doesn't come until you finish davening. So when Moshe has a Kiddush, it says that, let's say a married woman, she's sitting in the house at 9 o'clock. When she davened by herself in the house, 8 o'clock, take care of the kids. She finished davening, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and her husband's not going to be home until 11 o'clock. So she can't sit down and have a home meal right now. But that's not right. She's Meshubet is the husband, she'll eat Shabbos lunch. Halavai should eat with her spouses all the time, but at least Shabbos meals, the woman's going to eat by herself. That's not nice. Husband's going to come home at 11 o'clock, the woman's going to. Sorry, went to sleep already, took care of the kids, went to sleep, Sean, go eat. Here's your cold Sean. Well, you can't do that. So since the woman is mechuyevus to wait for her husband to eat, so for her it's not technically the Zman HaSuda yet. It's not the Zman HaSuda yet. So she's not chayevus in Kiddush. She's not chayevus in Kiddush. So she's allowed to eat before Kiddush. And a married woman who's waiting for her husband to come home from shul, so it could be that she's allowed to eat. Maybe. Let's say the husband goes to Hashkam, the wife's going to late minyan. I don't think the Lower East Side would work that way. Yeah.
If you don't say that, will you even
not make
for women because they don't have a
chiyuv
in
tefillah?
So,
chiyuv should be chavay, what? Right, so it means you can, madness could be even worse, depending on what you think a woman's chiyuv, a lack of chiyuv, it's tefillah, it's going to make madness even worse, right? I just gave the example, even if she davened already, even if she davened, so now, l'chor, she should for sure be chiyuv in Kiddush, so Moshe says no, from left field, Moshe says no, she's still not chiyuv in Kiddush because she's waiting for her husband.
I'm saying if you didn't say that, will you not make for women?
Yeah, if you didn't say that, then women couldn't even. And if a woman doesn't daven, so then she, as soon as she wakes up, then, that's a question. You know, it's a question: what chiyuv to any that women have to daven in terms of bachur nesri? What is a losach adam applies to women? Also, that's a hilchos tefillah question. But there should be some point in the morning where the woman has fulfilled her obligations, and yet she's still waiting for her husband another 2 hours. That was her Moshe's chiddush. She was to break through. So whatever, the women were lying that day.
Would this only be Dafka if she davened first? Like whatever the davening is so like?
No, but again, if she didn't daven,
then she can't eat because of
the davening. Yeah, but she's probably here before davening, right?
Right.
But then she can make Kiddush for herself.
Yeah, if you don't want to rely on any of this, you should make Kiddush for yourself. Let's just take a couple of grapes.
Just
make a couple of grapes. Just make Kiddush, I'm sure. Yeah, that solves the whole problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so again, so we touched a little bit on Kiddush in the daytime, some of the possible nuances and differences, probably not that many differences. We spoke a lot about the Kiddush at night, so now we're going to lead into the next topic. Next major topic of Kiddush Makom Suda. So this is a sugya that appears in the end of Maseches Pesachim, beginning of Arbei Pesachim, where the Gemara quotes Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara paskens explicitly that we hold that ain't Kiddush Agum Makom Suda. You have to have Kiddush, and has to be followed immediately by the Suda. But where does this come from? Gemara never explains what the Mokhav is. Gemara just says that then it just leaves us hanging. What's the Mokhav for this? So the Rashbam quotes two pasukim. The Rashbam says that maybe it's based on what we spoke about last week. Minatori, you don't really have to make Kiddush on Yayin. Minatori, you can make Kiddush on Devarim alone. But with the Rabbanan, they're Misaken, that they have to make it on Yayin. Why did they Misaken to make it on Yayin? Because they wanted it to be Chashuv. That's the whole point. The whole goal of making it on Yayin is to give Chashivus to it. So Shmam says that a guy's running the street, grabs a cup of wine, just like that. Wine means sit down, you have a meal, you give a toast, you know, you make a declaration. That's a chashuv. Those people don't just grab wine. Just I was flying yesterday, so I'm sitting next to somebody. So they're not, they don't look too Jewish. So they ordered wine on the plane. They ordered two bottles, two little bottles of wine they were drinking. So they offered me. They said, would you like to have a cup? Two bottles. I'm like, okay, I offer you a cup of wine. I said, oh, thank you so much. I don't want to say it's Yai Bushel. It was tray for wine. So the person said to me, do you not drink for religious reasons? So I said, no, I said, I drink for, we have no problem to drink if I have to drink. I said, it's not thirsty for wine. I explained that, yeah, for this religious reason, because the wine's straight, I didn't feel it was necessary to give a shekloli, a nochistam in with the point, so I just left it hanging. So some people take up a couple, say, you have a cup of wine, you're in the middle of flying over South Carolina, you have a cup of wine. You sit down with a meal, and I make a toast, you make a whole pot of ram. This is a yayin choshev. That's what the Rishbam said, Chazal Masakin, Kiddush al Yayin, so the corollary of that takana was that it should be a Choshev Yayin, and therefore that's the Kishbukum Suba. And the other day in the Rishbam said, no, that it's based on a different part of the Gan, based on a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. The Karos L'Shabbos Oynig, the Deshem Chubun, that the Kriya is the Kiddush, and Oynig is the Suda, is to be a connection, a tziruf between the two.
Which Pasuk?
The Karos L'Shabbos Oynig, L'Kdosh Hashem Chubad. It's a Pasuk in Nabi Yeshayahu. It's after for Shachris of Yom Kippur. Okay, the Karos L'Shabbos Oynig. So the Rishbam is made of a drash. The Karos is a Kriya, and Oynig is the Suda. You have to have a Tzirah between the two. And neither of these reasons would seem to point that this is a real din in HaTorah. It's very, very hard to believe that this is a din deraisa. Marach, the whole Kiddush al-Yayin is only derabanan, and so Kiddush Bacham Suda is going to be deraisa. It's very, very hard to fathom such an idea. This Pasuk is a Pasuk Navi. It's a din deraisa. It's hard to... Kivega quotes such a possibility. Maybe some Kishbach Sus that didn't derive it. Pashab Shad is this whole thing is the Rabbanan for one of these two reasons. But again, the Gemara never spells out what the reason is. So there's a major, major machlekes in the Rishonim. How do you define Suda for the purposes of Kishbach Suda? So what exactly constant? What makes up a Suda? So the Rudav asked now, what's that makes up a Suda? Whatever the definition of Suda is for Suda Shabbos. So what constitutes a Suda Shabbos? So it's generally assumed that you have to wash for Suda Shabbos. When we get to Suda Shabbos, we'll try to figure out whether that's 100% true or not. L'chora, the definition of a suda means bread. So that's what Taisim seems to say. Taisim Sachem seems to write that way. That was the Vanagon held. He said, that's, of course you have to wash. Why would you think it's anything less than washing? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a tradition from the Gaonim. The Vanagon was not one of those Gaonim. The Gaonim means from the 800s. The Vanagon was from the 1700s. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a tradition from the Gaonim that Kiddush Malchus Suda doesn't have to be ayayayay, 100% a suda, like suda in the sense of bread. Other kinds of food can also suffice for Kiddush Bacham Suda. What are some things that can suffice? So the Gaonim write Mizonis, anything you make an alamichya on, so that's going to be not right. So that's going to be an alamichya, they can food chamesh v'nei dogon, that's also good enough. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim even more. Maybe if it's not an alamichya, it's just an alagefen. So you have wine. So wine is a shtikl chashiv also. So wine can be Kiddush Bacham Suda. So I make my Kiddush, and then I have a cup of wine to be the Suda. The post can just have a shayla, they're not sure. You have to drink a revius of wine to be the Suda. Is that revius in addition to the Ma'ilugmuf, or does that subsume, does that include the Ma'ilugmuf? So if you're going down that route, that the wine itself, the grapes itself, is the Kishbachim Suda. So Shulchan Aruch quotes all these very, very cool versions of what Kishbachim Suda is. So how do we pass in Alokha? Do we pass in like Taisus and the Grod, that Kishbachim Suda means Pshuta Kamashmo? Or does Kishbachim Suda mean the watered down version of the Zionist, maybe the Geffen, etc.? So the Ikra did is we follow the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Ikra did is we follow the Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch. That Zenus is good enough, and even really wine is good enough. But the Kivega writes that if you can avoid the wine cooler, that's already a cooler gabi cooler. Kivega says it's halbatzer. We have a problem to rely on the first half of the Shulchan Aruch, to rely on the wine part. That's already too much. That's like for super duper shasad chak. So there's some people today who will follow the Minhag HaGra and the Maaseh Rav and the Taisa Shita. They will not make Kiddush in any shape or form unless they have Bamish Bamish Challah. bread, matzah, whatever it is, and there are others that take the more watered down version. So we'll talk a little bit about this, how this plays out in terms of kiddushes in shul, in terms of kiddush in the daytime, how whether kiddush in the daytime may be a little bit different than kiddush at night. So for mitzvah, we'll continue. What's next year's Thursday, right? So for mitzvah, Thursday, we'll continue. So.
I did so.
Just walk away.